9 o'clock at night. Hi there.
Hi, please come in.
Thank you. Oh, no problem. No problem. Victor, it works for me.
Oh, okay. Ugh. Man, long drive. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah, my this suspicious subject turned into a little more than what we anticipated. So they wanted everything done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why they're having us come out and re-interview everybody. Hi, Rhonda. I'm Ed.
Hi.
You spoke on the phone.
Yes.
Good to meet you, finally.
Yes.
I'll just explain. This turned into a little more than what we thought it was going to be. So we just wanted to come out here and talk to everybody in person.
Oh, okay.
And make sure we get good statements from everybody on what exactly happened.
Okay. All right.
So,
do you want me to sit on this side?
Wherever you're comfortable. I thought you were right here, so I was
going to... That is where I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, then you have to go like this. So.
That's very true. Tonight.
Well, we're taking our daughter to Cantonez for... Yeah, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
She just gets that a lot, so it just comes second nature.
That's fine.
Everybody. But we drove up Sulphur Mountain, and they're on our left. See, I've got directions. I even have to put my right hand on my heart, okay? So...
When I was talking to you, I was facing north, so I was there, okay, flex my right arm, do I know which way is the east? Yeah.
Anyway, so on our left, there was an SUV.
Uh-huh.
You said it was a Suburban?
Yes.
Because I didn't look at the model.
Okay.
See, that's the same thing, running through make and model, Chevy Suburban. Uh-huh.
Women remember colors, guys remember mates.
That's why I had to say like that. Well, I was busy when we were coming back up. I thought, you know what, I better get the license plate number just in case, you know. So I was busy trying to memorize that enough to type it down. Anyway, so we were driving up to drop her off, and he was parked there, and... This is kind of prejudiced, I know, and I try not to be that way, but he's bald and got tattoos everywhere, so that right there, automatically, I'm like, what's this guy doing sitting outside a Girl Scout camp?
Okay.
So I took notice, and you took notice too, so we talked about it, and then we went in, and we hung out for a while because the camp started at 5, but... as a helper there.
A PA, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what that is.
I spoke to her. She told me. She's very proud of it.
Yes, she is. She loves doing that job, working with the younger kids.
Yeah.
So, we were trying to get in there early in case she had help set up or whatever.
Okay. What time did you get there?
It was probably about 4:20.
All right.
And, you know, we were shooting for 4, and the traffic was more than we
needed. Yeah, no kidding, huh?
So... we got there at about 4:20, thinking we were late, and that she would need to help set up, but we weren't late, because they weren't really having the girls come early to set up. So since we weren't late, we didn't want to leave her hanging out by herself, so we stayed there.
Okay.
And so we were there just hanging out for about an hour.
Okay.
And when we left, he was still sitting there.
Okay.
And I thought it was really odd, because... he didn't seem to be doing anything, and it was hot. It looked like his window was down, so it's not like he's sitting there with the car running or anything, you know.
Right.
So it struck me as odd, and when we left, I noticed that, you know what, when you're coming in, you don't quite notice that much, but as we're leaving, I noticed, wait a minute, it's really kind of close. It's actually right next to the Girl Scout camp, because it was right over the fence. He was right next to their fence. So I was like, yeah, that's really kind of weird. Kind of creeping me out. I want to at least let them know
so that
they can keep an eye on the situation, be aware of it. And I tried calling, but there was no answer. So we turned around, drove back up the road, and went in. And And as we were driving back up the road, that's when I tried to get the details.
Sure.
And that's when we're coming back up, that's when I saw that he reclined a bit and he had a white rag. I don't know if he was wiping his hands or something else was in his hands. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, he wasn't doing anything any of the times we drove by. And he was there for at least an hour, because we were there for an hour. He was there before
we was got he in there. The sun or the shade? You said it was hot. Yeah, I'm asking.
It was hot. I don't recall.
It was a shady part.
Shady spot, yeah. Now, where was he in relation to the gate? How far away was he?
My best guess is probably about 40, 50 feet.
So he was up right next to it.
It was pretty down, close.
Down a little bit?
Yeah, imagine where the fence ended, where that house started.
Uh-huh.
He was almost in the middle, in between the gate and where that house
started. Okay, because when you come out of the gate, the road kind of turns a little bit to the right.
Yes.
Was he before or after that?
Just as it was turning.
He was right there at that curve. Okay, so that's where he was. Okay. We're just trying to figure out where he was and all that. And that's where he was every time you saw him? He was just parked right there?
He
didn't move. Okay.
Maybe we spooked him. Maybe that's why he was gone when you got there.
Yeah?
Because as we were driving back up, I was kind of staring. I have my phone. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna punch in that plate number. Mm-hmm.
Good job, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, most people don't get license plates, and that was big. Did he look at you? Did he say anything? Flip you off?
No, he didn't make any gestures. He didn't say anything.
I just get the impression he's staring straight ahead and just...
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
That's really what it was. I mean, I don't think he even turned his head. Did you see him look at us?
He didn't look at us, but he was busy, like, looking around. I know the first time I passed him, he had looked out the passenger window.
And was... Was he looking at you, or was he...
No, away from
me. Yeah, he'd be looking away from me. He'd be looking into the camp.
Yeah, where the camp area is. There were no girls there.
Sure.
The camp area. And then he looked forward, and when he looked forward... I know this sounds really bad, but he had a piercing here. He had a spike here.
Okay.
On his lower lip. And then he had gauge rings in his ears, because when it was as he was turning, I could see that.
Okay.
And then... The wife said,
all the tattoos and whatnot.
All the tattoos. It just seemed really out of place.
Sure.
I think he was just white under there.
Yeah. I think it was.
They normally see cars there, but they're further down the road. And
yeah, because they hike the trail.
In them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because people go and hike the trail.
This was just that. Yeah. Was
now, he was by himself, or was there anybody with him?
I didn't
see anybody else. Okay. What did you guys talk about when you saw him?
Wow.
That's
just that it's kind of creepy that he's sitting there in front of a Girl Scout camp. Could be really. That's really weirding me out.
Yeah. No. That's. I'm a parent too. I'd have the same concern, especially with my with my daughter. You know. She's gonna be fine. She's gonna be fine. We've never had a problem with that camp.
And you know what? We've never had a problem leaving her there, and I trust the ladies that are there, so I feel real comfortable and confident with all that, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of the situation.
Completely unrelated, but while I was there, I work in Ojai. I'm one of the station detectives. I'm also, I go and I do security assessments at schools, especially after Sandy Hook. I went to run to all the schools, and I just talked, get to know the councils on. They invited me to come out there next week and just do a security assessment for them there.
Oh,
and just kind of tour. Just okay, if we ever have to come out here, if the zombies ever attack and it's right here, what am I looking at?
You really got to watch out for the little black flies.
Yeah, they're kind of nasty, huh?
They bite.
Yeah.
I never knew flies bit until I went to Camp Arnez. I'm like, wow, these flies are biting me.
Oh, yeah, and they love me. Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's got her little off thing. We call it a bug belt. You wear that.
You know what works really well is Burt's Bees. Makes an insect repellent. All natural, so you're not putting chemicals on you. Works fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'll work for about 12 hours. It works off. Yeah, really good stuff.
They do lip balm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I found it in Target, bought it, and yeah. Because I didn't want to put chemicals on me every day,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we got her the little thing that she would wear.
No, that'll work too. Okay, is there anything else that I need to know about this? You guys got there about 4:20. You saw him there, kind of creeped you out a little bit. Got there early. Decided to hang out with your daughter. Was staff there when you dropped her off?
Get something. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the reason why we decided to hang out, because she was actually going to be working.
Okay.
So, just wanted to wait.
Okay, so you hung out for an hour, and you're leaving. He's still sitting in the same pop. He's wiping something with a white rag. And then you decide to tell somebody, so you jot down the license plate. You make a U-turn.
Yeah.
You jot down the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
You drive back in. You tell Carol. And then you guys take off and go do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it sound like she was on top of it?
So yeah. Like, oh, yeah, she was.
Go home,
then. Yeah. Okay, no, that was smart. Okay, I think I got what happened here. Yeah, my captain wanted me to just come out here and, you know, face to face, you guys meet me, I meet you, and just get a more detailed statement from you. Information, please.
Oh yeah, sure.
Same last name, of course.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's spelled a little different.
Okay. Okay. Do you know your driver's license number?
No, but I have my wallet. All
right. Where do you work? What do you do there? All those bags, I don't have my glasses with me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would you read it? Yeah, please. Do you know yours?
Not me.
All right.
I used to.
Okay. And where do you work at? Okay. I saw that. But I had to ask, okay? She threw it out and quit, so. All right. Okay. Sorry, guys.